Yeah, they come over.
Zach.
I didn't play well tonight. As an offense, we can't hurt ourselves. I threw two passes that just weren't good decisions that were picked off. But there's a lot of good, just seeing a lot of the young guys go in, and thought Mark, Matt, and GJ really did a good job of, going out there and executing. But it's one of those things I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to get better. It's correctable. It's not like I see it and it's not correctable. I knew exactly when I did, the mishaps, what I should have done, and, I'll learn from it and move forward.
What happened on the two throws?
The first one just felt a little pressure and was trying to get down the middle and just bad throw. And then the second one was just trying to make too big of a play and sort of forced the ball in there, and guy fell off on the route, and, it was just a poor thrown ball. They were just both poorly thrown, but... I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to move forward like I always do, and it's just one of those situations.
You spoke about trying to avoid sacks, throwing the ball quicker. Was that a result of that emphasis tonight?
No, I don't think it was. I think that it was just, I just made a couple bad throws. It's just as simple as that. Everybody's going to look into it and try to, think all these different things. But me personally, I it's a sick feeling in your stomach, but at the same time, I know that I can correct those, and I'm going to go back to work, and I'm going to get better because of it. And like I said, I thought the guys, the other quarterbacks really did a good job tonight. I thought Mark went in there and ran the offense very well. Matt went in there, and, GJ at the end was playing with all his heart. So it was really great seeing a lot of the young guys go in there and make plays and do great things tonight.
Like, what do you take from preseason games? Is it all just an opportunity really to kind of go out there and then have everything?
You want to go out there and you want to execute. You want to execute and show that, what kind of team you are. You want to move forward. It's definitely been a while since we've played, but we can't have the errors that we had to start the game on offense, whether it be the interceptions or the penalties. That's something that what preseason allows is an opportunity to clean it up. And that's what we'll do as a team. We'll clean it up and we'll move forward. And, we're playing New England this next week. We're going to be practicing with them. So it'll be an opportunity for us to go out there, correct what we did, and move forward as a team and execute like I know we can.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Explain the two interceptions, what happened.
Yeah, I did that. So I'm going to just leave that in the past and move forward.
This is uncharacteristic of you. Does it affect your confidence at all?
No, not at all. I've done that in games before, and I've gone back out and I've executed. It's one of those things that you never want to happen. It happened tonight, and you just have to keep playing through it. You can't let that affect you. I know I'll feel a certain way for 24 hours, but I'm going to move forward. I'm going to correct it. It's not my first time to throw two picks in a game. I've done it before, so I know how everybody's going to look at it. But I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to learn from it. I know the situations. I'm going to keep in the database my brain, and hopefully don't make the same mistake twice.
In after the second interception, did you want to try to go back into the game but at least get a positive drive in there?
Yeah, you always want to have a positive drive, and at that point we were starting to move the ball and we were starting to do that, and I killed the drive with that, but we started getting things going, eliminated the penalties, and really just started executing like I know we can execute. If I can just clean up the interceptions, we'll be in a positive place, and that's something that I'll work on this week and move forward. But like I said, it's a learning experience.
Were you too concerned with not taking sacks?
No, I wasn't. I just didn't make good throws, didn't make good decisions. I should have just a couple of them could have taken an underneath route with the running back or something and tried to force something in and just tried to make too good a play. I need to stay within myself and trust my gut, and good things will happen. So, I'll learn from and move forward.
Okay. Thank you.
I described it all earlier.